Okay, we have two finals in Region 6 before we go to 7. Lone Tree.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, so this one, as you said, is a final. This would be final approval on the 11,285-acre Lone Tree conservation easement located in Blaine County. For those of you that were around in 2017, this is the project the Commission toured in October of 2017. I think had a good day out checking it out. On this particular large project, about 90% of it is or will be native habitat. Again, the native grassland habitat is at a premium. Around 6% will be cultivated cropland. The easement is comprised of shrub and prairie grasslands, as well as forested breaks associated with the Missouri River. It provides year-round habitat for bighorn sheep, mule deer, antelope, elk, sage grouse, upland game birds, and a diversity of non-game wildlife species. The easement would enhance native and non-native habitats through implementation of a grazing system and reseeding of cultivated land to permanent vegetative cover. It also would ensure free public hunting and recreational opportunity while maintaining the traditional agricultural use and private ownership of the property. The easement itself will require a minimum of 400 hunter days if the interest is there annually. The price for this is the appraised value, which is $5,093,680. We would fund this primarily through Habitat Montana. There's also a grant from the Montana Fish and Wildlife Conservation Trust. And because it is pretty important sheep habitat, we would also use some of the sheep auction funds that we've generated over the past few years and have been banking in anticipation of some sheep projects. So it's a good use of the auction funds as well. This project, again, is final. It had an initial 30-day public scoping in October of 2019. Comments received on that scoping were then incorporated into the EA. The EA was issued in June, went out for a 30-day public comment period. There was a direct mailing and email notification to adjacent landowners, interested parties, Blaine County Commissioners, the BLM, DNRC, area legislators, and other interested parties, and as well as public notices in the local media. There was a public meeting at MSU Northern on June 30th. 13 people showed up for that. The EA was also available and the management plan on the website, and hard copies were available at the office and at the Haver office. We received a total of 22 comments through the public comment period. 19 were in support of the project. Three comments raised concerns or questions about the easement, with two of those opposing it. The primary concerns had to do with the cost of the easement and concern about trespass and impacts onto neighboring lands. Cost, like I said, is determined through an appraisal. It's a pretty rigorous process that happens, and you know, and we feel comfortable with the cost. And then the concerns about trespass, you know, again, the easement itself doesn't create any obligation or any right for anybody to trespass on private property next door. You know, the region heard those comments and, you know, is committed to making sure that we enforce trespass laws and things like that, that we would anyway. So based on the ecological value of the project, the support and the access it would provide, we are recommending that the commission approve this conservation easement and make it in perpetuity. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve FWB's purchase of the Lone Tree conservation easement as presented.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any questions or comments from the commission?
Quick comment, went out there in October of 17, I believe. Saw a lot of wildlife. I've seen some pictures of some pretty amazing sheep here in the last year that we're taking out there. And as Mr. McDonald explained, it does open up access to a lot of other lands with this. So I really hope that this gets approved all the way down the line.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Yes. I would also just like to thank the Region 6 staff and the landowners and all the partners involved. I mean, if it was, you think 3 years have passed since it was originally brought up, and the resiliency and the patience to stick with these projects to see them come to pass is commendable. So I just want to thank you guys all on continuing these projects that sometimes take multiple years to bring to an end. So thank you.
I will send it out for a brief public comment. Any public comment before I take the vote? Go ahead. Phone number ending in 933.
Is that me?
Yep. I think that's you, 933.
Okay. Okay. This is Kurt again. Kurt Ault with Wild Sheep and Montana Wild Sheep. Just want to go on record for both organizations, but the Montana Wild Sheep Foundation and the Wild Sheep Foundation, in voicing strong support for this easement. Good job, Region 6. Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt. Any further public comment? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, Ash Cooley.
Mr. Chair.